Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., at 8:04 on the clock. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. That's all of you. You're supposed to say, yeah, we're
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
This is a roll call, everybody. Come on. Well, Brittany's here with us. We're going to talk Mother Nature with her, get you ready for the weekend. How you doing, Britt?
I'm good. And you know what? In my head, I heard the applause and the woo.
Yeah, you're good. Good. Thank you for that, Brittany. Thank you for that.
I did.
Beautiful blue.
Okay, so.
Beautiful blue skies so far today, Brittany. What are we looking at for the weekend here?
We're looking at the sun to start. Clouds increasing, though, this afternoon. And shots of showers and a few more rumbles of thunder push in later this afternoon and into the evening. So, unfortunately, we are going to see that rain returning. It'll wind down by tomorrow, though. We'll see bright and beautiful skies. Highs will be in the mid-60s both today and tomorrow. But it'll be a bit breezy tomorrow, unfortunately. And Sunday for Mother's Day, a beautiful start. Sunny out there. High temperatures spike to the 80s. 80 degrees on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But the price to pay, more showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon. So make sure mom is inside. Take care of mom by Sunday night.
What's going on Sunday? Sunday's Mother's Day?
Yep.
Sunday is Mother. I gotta go. You guys got this, right? I gotta do some things.
And there you go.
No. I got my mother this awesome little flower pot. Mm-hmm. It's a little guy, and he's
and you already gave it to her, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
He couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait.
He can't do it.
I'm the worst.
He cannot do it.
I am the worst. I admit it.
Here, James, you can do this instead. If you get to see your mom, I don't know if she's in Illinois or up here with you or where she's at, but tell her to go look outside either tonight or tomorrow night. If there's no clouds out there, the auroras, the northern lights, are going to be dancing.
Ooh.
Oh, so nice.
Ooh, Brittany, I owe you. Oh, that's good. My mother loves that kind of stuff.
It's great.
Oh, that's good. I owe you. You got to move or anything, you let me know, I'll help. I owe you one. That's great. And we appreciate the forecast so much, Brittany. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Best in the business right there. Our good friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right here in this time slot. Love talking with Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
We got great things lined up for you today. We are going to talk Mother's Day. We got some things on that. What mom wants. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
She really wants.
Yes. And Mother's Day roundup. Flowers, food, what mom really wants and all those different things. We're going to get into some of that. A woman spent a year living out inside a grocery store. We'll discuss.
I can guarantee one thing. Not hungry.
Yes.
Right?
She didn't have to worry about that.
There's always food available.
Yeah, there's always food available, yeah.
Speaking of food, a restaurant did something really knuckleheaded. We're going to talk about that as well. All that coming up for you. We have, of course, our star of the day featuring Culver's on the way for you as well. Be listening for that. We'll play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's.
Winner.
Free Culver's.
That's coming up for you. Looking forward to it. We'll dive into some entertainment news. Really fascinating. I'm surprised. I have not seen anybody talking about this yet. But there is a new Lord of the Rings on the way, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Oh, goodness.
What's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and new on your local theater stages. We've got a couple of shows starting up this weekend in our local theaters.
Right. That's right.
I want to talk about CWAC and WRCT, a little bit of that. We'll get into our weekend lineup. Got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. And we'll probably wrap up the 9 o'clock hour. We've got a couple topics. The 10 of the most memorable TV moms.
Okay.
And again, I want audience participation.
Okay.
I want y'all to think about not only your favorite TV moms, but who you would have play your mom in a movie. Now, it doesn't have to be somebody who would resemble your real mom. It's just somebody who you'd like.
Yeah.
They can resemble your real mom, but I'm thinking, you know, it could be anybody.
Yeah, right.
Whoever you like. You can have Florence Henderson. You can have anybody.
There you go.
There's a billion moms out there, and they're all great ones. So go ahead and you can pick. But we'll do that a little bit later. And if we have time, we've got 10 things that were supposed to be the next big thing but just vanished.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
I love those
things.
That's
a fun one. We'll dive into that.
Shouldn't have invested in that.
Retro future. Love it.
It's the story of my life. Just the wrong investment after wrong investment. But right up now is what I just said.
Right up now.
It's about that time for me to go all up in the back of my Impala.
Nicely done.
That was good.
We are going to do something else. It's just as Zooly as that, everybody. Just as fire. Just as hot.
Okay.
Just as, what is this? Enlightened. I'm reading off of the search engine here of what cool words. Gen Z slang. I am trying to be hip. I am trying and failing.
Keep trying.
I'm going to keep trying.
Trying to keep up with the kids.
Yesterday, we heard about a poll that found aches and pains start at age 37. Now, a separate poll found out that you might start being a little bit more not as cool as you hit 39. A survey of 2,000 Americans found the average person stops being quote-unquote cool at the age 39.
Oh.
That's when we tend to feel like we're out of touch and can't follow the trends, and we start to kind of like... Well, I shouldn't say we. There's really a couple of bodies of this. There's the group that goes all in,
yeah,
and tries like everything they can with every bit of energy they have to hang on to their youth or appear younger and all.
Right.
And then there's people who like, eh.
I'm done.
I'm good.
I was fine the whole time.
It ain't getting much better than this.
No.
I think that there's a lot of different levels to this, but those are, you know, kind of the two camps that you get for this. Mm-hmm. 49% of people said overall they generally don't know what's going on in pop culture. That's Americans of all ages, not just older people. So almost 50% of the people, no matter what age they are, really don't feel like they know what's hip, what's cool, what's going on. In fact, they're even saying words like hip still.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what the words mean, James.
Yeah. They listed the 10 different topics and asked how out of touch people feel about them. And here are the top 10. Slang. It's the hardest thing to keep up with.
See? Yeah, told you.
Yep, yep. 40% said that they feel completely out of touch with modern slang. Mm-hmm. And again, keep in mind, this survey is done with all ages.
Right.
So even a lot of young people out there don't necessarily know what is cool or what the slang
that's
words
right,
are.
That's right.
Celebrities. 35% don't believe that they know who the most popular or interesting celebrities are, like this Jacob Ellerby. Or Emma Chamberlain. I don't know who those... Nope. Wow, even I don't know who those
foreign,
people are.
Foreign
wow.
names.
No, wow, I thought I'd at least be known. Okay. The arts. 34% of people name a famous artist in 2024 other than Banksy. Other than Banksy. I don't know if I can.
I'm out.
Yeah, there's not many. Fashion. 32% feel that they are not in touch with fashion. Don't know what the hippest fashions are.
That's because we're going back to the 80s with our fashion.
Fashion is cyclical.
Couldn't agree more.
It is cyclical.
Very much so.
Whatever, for women.
Especially for women.
It doesn't really change for men.
Yes, yeah.
That's true. I would say you're right on that.
Absolutely. I will say, man or woman, whatever you're doing right now, just keep doing it, and eventually it will be back in fashion.
That's right.
Style again.
Absolutely. Yeah,
why change? I mean, just hang in there. You know, just hang in there. Eventually,
there's nothing
it'll come
new
back
under
around.
The sun, you yeah, know? Yeah, there's maybe, like, tweaks to it, but that's it.
Yeah. Books. 32% feel like they don't know what the most current good books are. Now that one, I think we could, I don't know. I'm starting to see an opening here maybe a new show topic or something like that.
Okay. Oh,
we are going to be spending the summer with our United Way and a lot of our nonprofits out there encouraging kids to read. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should be doing this for adults too.
Maybe we should. It's not a bad idea. Maybe.
The WFHR Book Club, huh?
Because
we have time to read.
Yeah, get on that, Melissa.
Hit up the Macmillan Library because they're awesome. They have an amazing selection of books. They have so much in the makerspace. I mean, we have a fantastic library.
We do,
in
really
Wisconsin
do.
Rapids.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah. And in our surrounding areas as well. Nakusa Library is great. I have not been in the one in Vesper yet. I would like to stop there sometime.
Great library.
And Rome, and libraries are just great everywhere.
We just had on our friends from the Leicester Public Library this week, and that was fun. That was great. A lot of great local libraries. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all of them. Technology. 26% of us feel out of touch with tech.
I'm okay with that.
I'm
very okay with that.
I want my phone to live forever.
I hear you on that.
I don't want to learn a new one.
It gets harder every time. It really
does.
Agreed.
And they keep throwing more stuff on there. I'm like, no, I don't want your extra superfluous apps with my update. Just give me security.
Yes. Yeah. Focus on the security part. I don't need, hey, help me with this, and asking some computer AI to help me with something I can do myself.
Or here's a new updated version of Solitaire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Melissa, really? Melissa, if they updated the security, then they couldn't spy on you.
it's a fair point, Seth. Fair point.
You got to keep doing that.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to take that from them. I mean, you know, how else would they know what we want?
Exactly.
Other than maybe asking us.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
In a survey, maybe.
It's a novel approach, James.
Social media. 22% of us don't feel like we know the most current good social media. 23% with movies.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Cool.
Music. Only 19% of us feel fully out of touch with music. So actually, that's pretty impressive. Not even 20% of people.
Yep.
That most people feel like they are pretty in mm-hmm. touch with not modern music.
That's not bad. Mm. And I think part of it is because of how, you know, we get our music these days. It has changed quite a bit from the radio days, when that's where most of it, or you go and buy a record. But
so much music is released on social media nowadays,
yeah.
too. Especially TikTok. Like there's plenty of things to gripe about with all of social media, and TikTok is certainly one of them. But if you are a supporter of the creatives and of artists and arts and everything, TikTok's been a game changer.
Yep.
Similar to Etsy in a way, where people are getting discovered or getting noticed. There's record deals coming off of TikTok and legitimate stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's not just this 5-second kind of thing or a person they're just grabbing because they got a bunch of followers. Talking about genuine talent out there that are getting discovered just because of these apps.
That's right.
It's a whole new world. I remember when this first started with YouTube. And you see the YouTube artists and everything being famous. And granted, if I'm being honest, it's not that big of a deal to me. It doesn't feel like it goes into my world of acting yet.
Not really.
The moment you show me a YouTube star go from YouTube to the red carpet, we'll talk. But that day could be coming. That day might not be far away.
Yeah.
And as I don't know, I've never been of the mind of, well, let me get my break first and then everybody can have theirs. Like, no, I want a break as bad as I want it for somebody else. And if somebody else is getting it, more power to them. I think that's a pretty cool thing. But I also think it's part of the reason why you see this at 19%.
Yes.
A lot of people are on those apps. A lot of people getting turned on to a lot of new music.
Mm-hmm.
And food. 8% of us feel like we're clueless about the latest food trends. So that's the lowest there is.
Food trends.
Well, I don't know how much there is of food trends.
I know. That's weird.
So maybe that's part of it, too.
Food is like food. I mean, I suppose you could dress it up a little differently, but there's not a whole lot you can do.
I would say that the most, in my opinion, the most recent food trends are cell-cultured meat. And growing insects for food. Those are two very big things that I think are going to be a big deal in the United States over the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's going to be a lot of growth within that. And states are already pushing back. I think Florida just banned cell-cultured meat.
Yeah. That is very
they're trying to go backwards, guys. I know they're already sinking into the ocean, but they also don't need to like go back in time.
It's not how you're supposed to do this, California.
Maybe they think they can go back in time and it'll like the sea level will lower as they go back in time. Maybe that's what they're looking at.
I mean, you know, honestly.
Either way, it's a pipe dream, but you know.
Honestly, I don't know how anything gets done in California.
I said Florida.
Don't. Oh, did you say Florida? I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of
but
California.
But he's close. Yeah. Both are very, in a lot, you know, politically they may seem very divergent, but in a lot of ways they're similar.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's very, yeah. The whole situation is very Zooli. It is fat. It is gnarly. It is lit, fresh, enlightened. Enlightened is a hip word now, I guess.
It is? That's enlightened?
Yeah, I don't know how that
surprised happened. They haven't abbreviated it yet.
I kind of
enlightened.
Yes.
You guys can use that for free.
Yeah, go for it. You got it.
Go for it.
It's all yours. All yours. We will take a quick time out. Come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on this Zooli show. Morning show at WFH. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our friends over at El Cafe. Visit them right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got some great stuff going on over there. They've been doing a really fun things all week, where they've been having their people decide what the favorite meals are, and
their employees,
having them some choose. And today,
that's so cool.
Today they're cooking up Fidel's favorites for breakfast. He chose a shrimp skillet, and for lunch he's doing his famous shrimp Alfredo.
I think he must like shrimp.
Yeah,
he must be a shrimp guy.
Good choice. Good choice.
That's good stuff, though.
Enjoy that or any other great meals over there at El Cafe. Not only a creative menu, but all your favorites are there as well. Wonderful atmosphere. Fantastic atmosphere.
Their staff is so good.
They got the best people. They got some really great people over there. Go visit them right now, 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Yes.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com. James.mailup@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can reach any of our staff that way. You can go ahead and direct message us on Facebook. Hit us up that way. We'd love to hear from you there. And, of course, you can call up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600.
Love to hear from you, everybody. Call up and join the conversation anytime. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Where's my pen? There it is. I need a 1 through 3 for today. So, Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
3 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier.
Because it's the 10th.
Nicely done. Melissa, I need a 1 or a 2.
How about 1?
All right. Gives us that one. So we got that qualifier.
Because it's the 11th.
Nice.
She's going with it. I love it.
And Sunday, I need a 1 or a 2 from one of you.
One.
I was wondering if that would happen.
I was wondering if that would happen. Oh, that was good.
I win.
Oh, that was awesome.
But it was the same number, though. That was good.
You were just copying me. I said it first.
I was right there. Took me a second to say it. That's all.
We dive right into the birthdays. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to a familiar voice around here and to this community, Phil Hartley.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Phil, of course, along with his wife and the wonderful staff they have over there, run Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. One of our businesses we love working with.
Yep.
One of those businesses that puts into us and we try to put back into them. They sponsor Playmakers. They, of course, join us on Wednesdays with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yep.
Keep that in mind. And keep in mind as well, we'll be talking about this a little bit later, but you can see Phil today and see him on stage for Rumors. They've got the 1 weekend left of that great show. We'll talk about that more a little bit later in our entertainment section. But encourage you to go to wrctheater.org, get those tickets. And then after the show, when you get to greet everybody, embarrass Phil and wish him a happy birthday.
Yes, do it. Every person who goes, I want him to do that.
Make sure that everybody there knows it's Phil's birthday because he deserves it. He's a great guy. We appreciate you, Phil. Enjoy your day, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Also, happy birthday to Justina Grunderson.
Happy birthday, Justina.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifiers today celebrating the anniversary, Dennis and Heidi Ganch.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Dennis and Heidi. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, too. I love when I see these fall on a Friday. Celebrate all weekend long. You guys enjoy. On Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Mayor Matt Zacher.
Oh, happy birthday, Mayor.
Happy birthday, Mayor Matt.
Pretty good way to start your birthday.
Mayor Matt. I like that.
I wonder, can we call him Mayor Matt? Or
I think we should.
Call him Mayor Zacher.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to pretend to know him Matt that way.
Right, right.
We've only hung out a couple of times here on the air and everything. But I'm going to go, I think he might. I think he
I
might
like that.
Right
Mayor Matt.
Yeah, yeah. I know how personable he wants to be. I know how much he wants to be out there. And he wants to really hear from the community, be a part of things. Because he is a part of things. He's been a part of this community for a very long time.
Yes.
And done a lot of good work in this community. Now he's taking it to the next level. I think this is not a political statement. This is just about a human being. Yep. I think we're in good hands. And I think we've been in good hands as a city when it comes to our mayors for a long time. And it just seems like it's just going to keep going that way.
Honestly, party politics really don't play much of a role in like city things. And they shouldn't. They really shouldn't.
They really shouldn't.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Because we all have our own issues that we got to deal with. So.
And we all live in the same city.
That's right.
City politics, world politics should be more like city politics.
Yeah.
I wanted to word that differently and better, but that was the best
idea you
could come up with.
Yeah.
Politics should be better. That's all I got.
Preach it, bro.
I was going to say, you're not wrong.
Happy birthday, Mayor. Happy birthday, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Mike and Kathy Moran.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Enjoy your day, you two.
Another anniversary qualifier. I like that.
Yeah, I like this. Getting a lot of anniversaries so far earlier in the month. Is May a big month for weddings?
Yes. I'm guessing it is. Oh, yes. Yeah, going into June. Yeah, May is spring weddings. Yep.
Absolutely.
Did not realize that. And looking at Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Sarah Schuneman Pager.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Sarah, I actually messed with you guys a little bit. Sarah's in Illinois, so we really only have one qualifier for Sunday. I just wanted to see what would happen if I asked you both the number at the same time. And not only did you give me the same exact number, but the only number we could have.
Oh, that's good.
But Sarah is the daughter of Bernie, and both Sarah and Bernie, along with Bernie's wife, some of my favorite people I've ever met. I've talked about Bernie before. He is one of the best actors I've ever been around. We got to do To Kill a Mockingbird together, and just one of the – he is my Atticus. He really is, nice. Man. I mean, and Craig Peck, one of the greatest actors of all time. But I got to see Bernie Schuneman, and man, he is something. Mm-hmm. His daughter, Sarah, incredible. Just a fantastic talent. Wonderful person. We wish a happy birthday to our one qualifier today. We get to put the spotlight on Melanie Fisher.
Happy birthday,
happy
Melanie.
Happy birthday on Sunday, Melanie.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there on Sunday. Enjoy your day, especially if you were celebrating a birthday on that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see. Oh, this is a good way to start. Kenan Thompson is 46. SNL superstar. Also, of course, made a big, had a long career on Nickelodeon and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Child actor.
We're the same age.
That's incredible.
That just occurred to me. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of cool, though. I like that.
I will say that you do not look your age, man. He definitely doesn't.
No way. Like, he looks like he's in his 30s still.
Doesn't look like he's aged. I know. It almost doesn't look like his age. Helio Castanovas is 49. He won the fourth season of Dancing with the Stars and won the Indy 500 three times.
Ooh.
Incredible racer.
Means he's short. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Those IndyCar races are not very tall.
You don't see many 6 foot one drivers. No. Young MC is 57.
Oh, wow. He's not young anymore. He should change his name.
I've heard a couple of rappers talking about this. Andre 3000 from Outkast. Mm-hmm. He is not really doing hip hop much anymore because he feels he's too old.
Really?
And that is like he's had a little trouble creatively writing some lines and stuff. But when you hear him in interviews talking about it, the reason he did a whole album with the flute and all that is because he loves still doing music.
Yep.
But he just it's a little bit like. The day you see the guy that you've always seen your whole life, he's always worn a ball cap backwards. And then one day you see him doing that, and you're like, oh, no.
Something's not right here.
I don't know if that works anymore. Yeah. It's like there's an age where, as a little kid, you can get away with wearing a fireman hat or a cowboy hat or something like that. And then there's a certain age where I feel like, are you a country music star? Because if you're not...
Or an actual cowboy.
Or an actual cowboy
no,
or something.
No, probably not.
Because otherwise, I don't know. Like, why can you get away with that, but you can't go walking around with a fireman hat or something?
I love that idea.
I love the idea of young MC touring as old MC or middle-aged MC.
Middle-aged MC.
I love that.
M-A-M-C.
Telling you, that Bust a Move video, though, that's a music video. That still holds up. That's a great one.
Something.
You got Flea playing bass in that song. Bono from U2 is 64 today. Great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Great songwriter. With or Without You, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Pride in the Name of Love is one of the better written songs.
He's written some great lyrics, yeah.
Angel of Harlem is a fantastic one. His real name is Paul Hewson, and he doesn't want you to know that. That's why he goes by Bono.
What's wrong with Paul Hewson? I guess I don't know what's wrong with that, but
I think most people would tell you when they think of Bono, they think of a guy who has quite the ego and thinks quite highly of himself and everything. And I'm not going to argue with any of that. And I'm not a big U2 guy, and I'm really not a big Bono guy. I actually like The Edge from U2 more than anything.
Right.
But they've got at least two or three songs that I like, I'll admit. And whatever you want to say, but I think Bono is a really good example, actually, of this. Take all the things he's done, and let's say he's done every single one of them so that we say Bono, we say humanitarian and all these things. Okay, fine.
Still did them.
Still did the work.
Yeah.
Still took that star that he has and did it for some good.
Yeah.
Whatever his intentions were inside, yes, we'd like him to be a good person, all that, et cetera, et cetera. Did he do some good? Yes. Okay.
There you go.
Sounds good. We don't have enough of that in the world. We can't be picky. We can't be picky about that. Like, look, take that star and do some good with it.
He is a little self-aware, though. I do know in one of his song lyrics is like, I love the sound of my own voice. He actually sings that, which is like, okay, yeah, I think he understands who he is.
Yeah. He's got a pretty good impression, it seems like. Let's see here. Also celebrating a birthday, Chris Berman. Back.
Institution,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Was he with ESPN when it started?
Yep, he was the first.
He's like the last really remaining one right now. He's still on. So
there is footage of Chris Berman, like with a grainy footage of him at a football game trying to cover it and everything for ESPN with the big bright yellow jacket and stuff. Like, there is no ESPN you could make without Chris Berman.
Like, he was the first like star they had.
Throwing catchphrases out there, getting people to want to come and watch. It's crazy to think of now, but
his everyman, his loud ties. I mean, his outfits were always great too.
I need to take a second here, because every year this guy's name pops up, and I ignore it and keep moving on. But I continue to see his name on celebrity birthday lists. Mark David Chapman, the guy who killed John Lennon, the lunatic, the idiot that did this, the knucklehead, who is currently locked up in state prison. Why do we continue to give him exactly what he wanted and put his name out there? This is the only time I've ever said his name on the air, and the only reason I'm doing it is because I'm getting on my dang soapbox. But people like this, we should not only not be celebrating, their names should be not even part of history if you're actually looking up who did this.
Right.
Outside of that, why do their names show up on celebrity lists with Bono and things like that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing as a society when we continue to, and it is celebrating. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell me you're not or something. Why is his name on there then?
Yeah.
Some of the dumbest stuff I'll ever see. And Wise Brothers, who I use quite a bit and I appreciate some of their work, they've got some really childish or some really dumb people working there to be doing this. And I'll stand on that.
I partially think it has to do with the it's always been there, but the explosion of like true crime podcasts, which are like everywhere. I mean, you can't turn around, and how popular there are, and people who are like obsessed with these kinds of things. I think that has a lot to do with it.
And those people can also take claim when these things happen then. Because if you're going to celebrate it, then you got to take some blame for it.
Right.
That's my opinion.
And that's the thing is like where does the, you know, well, this is an interesting story, and you know, it's you know, for posterity we should do that, but when does it become a celebration of like a serial killer or like an assassin or something like that?
Look at what happens when we celebrate bad people. What happens with them? They go up. They just become bigger and bigger and bigger. Heck, sometimes they even become president. Moving on. Donovan is 78 today. Flower type child from the 60s. Mellow Flower yellow. Sunshine child. Superman. Hurdy Gurdy Man is a good song.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's Season of the Witch. That's a great tune.
Hurdy Gurdy Man is one of the weirdest, creepiest songs you'll ever hear.
Yes.
Dave Mason is 78. A classic rocker.
Yeah.
We Just Disagree from 77. Some people are no longer with us, like the great Gary Owens, born in 1934, legendary radio and TV announcer and class act. Best
Gary
known.
Owens. Oh, I love his voice.
Rowan and Martin's laughing.
Yeah.
He was also, for those my bad people out there, he was Powdered Toast Man and Ren and Stimpy.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
You never saw him. So he would do acting bits here and there. He'd be like on shows. And you never, ever saw him without his hand on his right ear.
Yep.
Like he was on with the headphones on. Yep.
A great voice. I love
Gary Owens.
Speaking of great voices, Pat Summerall, born in the state in 1930, former NFL kicker turned broadcasting legend. What a great play-by-play guy.
I wonder how many people realize he actually played.
Yeah,
in the NFL, because he was a kicker for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, nobody's surprised by the fact that I didn't know that.
No,
just throwing.
But you know who Pat Summerall was?
I did.
Yeah,
I do like that you threw that out there, though.
He did his hardware commercials. For whichever one, True Value or whatever it was, he was doing those for years.
And I think you can make the argument the greatest dancer ever on screen, Fred Astaire, born in the state in 1899, passed away in 87. The legendary actor, singer, dancer, could do it all and do it all dang good. Really good.
My favorite casting agent screw up of all time, when Fred Astaire auditioned, what they wrote down on the paper, can't sing, can't act, dances a little.
I got so many follow-ups to that. I'm going to keep moving.
What happened to that casting director?
As an actor who has to still act in front of casting directors, I'll just keep moving. But that's a good one. I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
That was his first foray into showbiz.
Says a lot about getting your start.
Yep.
Let's take a quick look at our weekend birthdays for Saturday. Cam Newton is 35 on Saturday. Let's see here. Martha Quinn is 65, former
VJ.
VJ.
On MTV. Like one of the first. She was one of the first six.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She was. Yeah.
Yep.
And then a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Let's see here. Rami Malek is 43. Freddie Mercury and Queen, Bohemian's Rhapsody, which won a Best Oscar for. A legendary performance as far as I'm concerned. His lead role in Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot, yeah.
Such a good TV show. And he was the Pharaoh in Night at the Museum. And according to my friends, we are doppelgangers. And I feel like... I feel like that's an insult to him. He is a very handsome young man.
I was gonna say, younger, how do you take that? You know, I mean, he's. I think he's attractive, but he's not conventionally attractive.
No.
So,
no,
but
no,
yeah,
yeah. I have no idea how to take this because it's my friend, and I have never known if they're complimenting me or
that's
if they,
true, or if they're just yanking your chain.
Half
right?
the time, I'm not sure if they even like me. I'm not 100%. Let's see here. Tony Hawk is 56 on Sunday. Oh, the legend of skateboarding.
I hope he doesn't skateboard much anymore.
He still does.
I'm worried that he's going to get hurt.
He did get the only reason I know he does is because he got hurt. Yeah, I follow him on
Tony,
Twitter. And yeah.
You don't need to do it anymore, dude. You're famous enough, okay?
He loves it, though.
I know, but he's 58.
But really, along with his fellow boarders, put skateboarding on the map, but also should be noted, really iconic in the video game industry, too.
Mm. Yeah, he had a couple of really popular video games.
Man, I love those games.
Yep.
Yeah, those were great. Emilio Estevez is 62 on Sunday, Breakfast Club alum. I always liked his work. I'm a big fan of Emilio.
He's basically retired these days. He doesn't do much acting anymore.
Doesn't do much. Ving Rhames is 65 on Sunday. Fantastic actor. Pulp Fiction, Mission Impossible movies.
Or as my kids know him, we have the meats.
yeah. Nicely done. Kick Brooks from Brooks and Dunn is 69 on Sunday.
All right.
The legendary actor Gabriel Byrne is 74 on Sunday.
I love Gabriel Byrne.
Gotta love his work.
He's a great actor.
Unusual Suspects, man. Go watch. You know, there's a couple of great performances. One of the greats, I think, Steve Winwood is 76 on Sunday. I say that, yes, great solo career, great 80s. You can't talk about the 80s without Steve Winwood. Even going back to his early day when he first started, what was he at the Spencer Davis Group? Was he 14 or 16?
He was 16
when he started. I went way too young. He was 16, but
so,
still.
When you listen to Give Me Some Lovin', he's like in his, he's 17 years old. How does that voice come out of a 17-year-old, man?
Give Me Some Lovin' is one of my top 20 favorite all-time songs. Love that song. But I will say Traffic. His work in Traffic is what really I really, good. Low Spark of High Heel Boys. I could listen to that all day. Love that song. Great artist.
John Barleycorn is a good one, too.
Yeah. And some people no longer with us, like Burke Bacharach, born in 1928, passed away in 23, superstar composer.
What the world needs now.
I thought that was him.
Is love, sweet love. Yeah, well, he wrote so many songs. Oh, my gosh. Him and Hal David wrote some really good songs.
I say a little prayer, walk on by, I'll never love this way again.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's him, too. Yeah.
Mexican Divorce.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Yes.
Yogi Berra would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1925. Not only one of the greatest catchers of all time, multiple-time champion, Hall of Famer, but one of the greatest, the greatest quote machine of all time in sports.
Yeah, it's between him and Casey Stengel. Lawrence Peter, that's his real name. Lawrence Peter Berra.
Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical.
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Such a good one. Such a good line.
And of course, it ain't over till it's over.
Katharine Hepburn, born on Sunday in 1907.
One of the greats.
I would not have any issue. I actually was talking about her the other day with somebody, and I would not have any issue if somebody said that was the greatest actor they ever saw. Yeah.
Real quick, I know we got to get going, but after watching her in the Philadelphia Story, Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, fabulous. Fabulous in that. It all turns around her performance. She is the rock of that movie, and she is so good in it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, one of the greats. And to me, it's a really tough race between Richard Pryor and George Carlin, of who I think is the greatest comedian I've ever seen. George Carlin would have been celebrating a birthday born in 1937.
Okay.
One of the greats.
Yep.
Yeah. Not only
Wonderful Wino.
Hippy-dippy forecast. In honor of George Carlin, I'm about to play 7 words you can't say. No.
Whoops.
I think that Carlin is important because not only did he make us laugh and he was funny, but he made intelligence funny. Mm-hmm. He made it funny to be smart. He made and he made you think while also laughing and had a lot of great points.
Yep.
Great actor, too. Yeah. I loved
it. He picked and chose his roles. And he was always good in the ones he chose. It was really great.
I one of the greatest things I'll ever see live was getting to see him with my sister in Point on his last tour.
That's great.
Incredible. Shout out to our friends over at El Cafe, and a shout out to all of our birthday and anniversary winners. We appreciate all of you getting those birthdays and anniversaries to us.
Keep them coming.
And head on over to
celebrate all weekend.
Yeah, head on over to El Cafe, celebrate with them. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your weekend over there at El Cafe. We wish you a great one. Visit them right now. We'll be back with more fun and the Star of the Day contest from Culver's coming up on The Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. You get the answer right, and you haven't won anything in 30 days. Boom, just like that, you're going to win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Which is awesome.
Two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That's free Culver's.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Yum.
You can't beat that.
Yum. We're gonna go eat some now. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Easy dinner.
Melissa's got this. Melissa, you got this, right? We're going to go get some Culver's.
It's not for you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That saved us some time.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
An embarrassment.
Let's go ahead.
I'm here for you.
Get ready to call up, everybody. 424-2600. Let us know what TV theme song this is from. Ooh, I really thought we'd get some calls.
There we go. We got someone. It had to be someone.
All right. Good morning. What is your answer?
That is Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, it is.
Nice. Let's make it official. There
All right.
we go. Now we got it. There we go.
I'm actually watching the seasons right now again.
Are you?
Oh. See, look at that.
That's really cool.
She was prepped and everything.
Yeah,
man.
You didn't even know you were prepared for that.
Homework.
Look what being nostalgic gets you. Free Culver's. Huh? That's pretty cool.
We found a good thing for it, yeah.
Can I get your first name?
Michelle.
Michelle, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Michelle, where are you calling from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Excellent. Michelle, just hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you so I can get it to my agent because you are our newest star of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Awesome. Appreciate you.
Yeah, all right.
I was going to ask if she was a fan of the show because
I usually came right out and said,
there
you go.
We had to celebrate this one, for two reasons.
Okay.
It is this week we celebrated Melissa Gilbert's birthday.
Very cool.
She had a birthday on May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
She did, Laura.
Yes. Little House on the Prairie, of course, for those who didn't know, ran in the 18. Where was the exact stretch? It was only on for like a season or two.
No. It was from 74 to 83.
Oh, no,
it was
no,
on for
right.
a long time.
It was on for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking of a different show.
Yeah.
I apologize. But I also wanted to play one, to be honest with the audience. Melissa's not with us on Fridays all the time, and I wanted to play one she might know. And I feel like I'm always doing ones that, you know, either you or Seth or somebody doesn't know.
The funny thing is, James, I have to listen to those clips on the app, which is just a few seconds behind.
Right,
headphones. As soon as the first trumpet note sounded, I knew exactly what it was.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome. I've always wondered how you do that, Melissa. That's really
I have to turn the app on.
I appreciate you doing that and telling us because that's kind of cool. Behind the scenes. That's awesome. We got to talk to Michelle. We're going to catch up with her real quick, come back, talk a little bit about Mother's Day, but be listening every Friday in this time slot for the free Culver's. And big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, everybody.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, head on over there, say hi to them, thank them. Wherever you live, you got a Culver's near you. You got a Culver's that's putting back into your community. They do that. They're good at that, and we appreciate them.
Locally owned and operated.
Mm-hmm.
Great businesses.
Be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Great stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour for you. We're going to get into our star of the day, our entertainment section.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some other fun stuff to get to. And we're going to take some calls, apparently. Let's see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the show.
That was too easy. I had it before the anything. I mean, I had it right away. Just because now I was the only male in the house growing up. So if I wanted to watch TV, I got stuck watching Footballs in a Prairie.
And you loved it.
And, you know, so a lot of times I end up going outside and doing something or trying to go to a friend's house or I got stuck watching it. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can relate to that one. I felt every word of that, man. Yeah.
Dirty Dancing,
yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah, right, yeah. My sister and my cousin would take over the TV every summer, and it was like Dirty Dancing and movies like that nonstop.
Over.
Except you guys still got to watch sports, so just suck it up.
Wow. That was good. I like that.
Right on.
That's
right
a sound bite.
Kev, a little bit later, we're going to be doing, we're in celebration of Mother's Day, our favorite TV moms, movie TV moms, all of that. Any off the top of your head that, you know, oh, that was a great TV mom?
You would have to say probably the Huxtable.
Yeah.
Claire.
Yeah, Claire.
Claire Huxtable.
Yeah, good one, yeah.
Probably from Family Ties. The names aren't coming to me this morning. But
no, but yes, another good mom. Yep. Yeah, the Family Ties mom. Yeah, she was really good. They had some really heavy stuff they dealt with in that one. Yeah. Good ones. Good choices.
The ultimate mom is my mom. So
there you go.
Of course.
There you go.
It's
a smart man right there.
Great. Happy Mother's Day for all the moms out there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Celebration, beautiful weather.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. Also.
You too. Me too. And yes, happy Mother's Day. That's where we're diving right in. Mother's Day is on Sunday. And if you still don't have anything planned, maybe this will help you.
Okay.
A new survey of moms asked about their favorite ways to spend their free time. The activity that ranked first is watching movies or TV shows. That was just ahead of catching up on sleep. Jeez. Says a lot about moms.
It does. It really does.
Doing personal care, liking taking a long bath, give them 5 seconds alone. Out of 7 activities listed in the survey, the thing that moms like the least is going out to eat. So maybe that's a good news if you haven't nailed down a restaurant reservation yet or something. Grocery shopping and spending time with family and friends also ranked at the bottom of the list.
Grocery shopping.
Grocery shopping?
Man, if you are taking a woman out for Mother's Day to grocery shop,
there's something wrong, man.
I don't know what you're doing right.
Right.
Like, I mean, all you're doing is wrong. Like, I don't even know if you're breathing right. Like, I'm not sure. If you have the conscious thought to, you know what she'd really love? Going grocery shopping. I mean, I don't even know how to help you. I don't know what to do with you. That's rough. That is rough. So basically, don't do any of those things, everybody.
Don't do anything
of
those.
You should be all right.
Yeah.
But really, I know that it can be difficult oftentimes because moms, much like my mother, what would you like? Oh, I don't need anything. Oh, I'm good. You know, a lot of that. But if you've been paying attention, you know what to get your mom.
Yeah.
You know what to do for your mom. It's there. You've just had to have paid attention to
right,
her.
Right, exactly.
She has things that she likes. She's a human being. She is something completely else outside of just being a mom.
Exactly.
That's one
remember
of the
that
hats.
Too, yeah.
It's one of the hats she wears, but that is not all she is.
Well, just think of every single person. It's like, think of yourself. Are you just what you do for a living?
Yeah.
Are you just a parent? I mean, come on. Yeah.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
Got some quick stats I want to get to about Mother's Day that I thought were pretty cool. A bunch of sites put together lists of last-minute gifts you can still get in time, mostly stuff from Amazon and that. You can go ahead and throw that in your search engine and find it. CNN, Yahoo have a couple of things. Google looked at the top Mother's Day flower each state has been Googling. Carnations are number one. Then peonies or
peonies.
Peonies. Hydrangeas.
You gave yourself some challenges this morning there.
I really am not doing myself any favors. And let's see here. For Wisconsin, I was trying to see, but they're not telling me who was. It was peonies in Wisconsin.
Peonies in Wisconsin, okay.
Yeah. Illinois had carnations.
Okay.
Let's see.
See, you can't even agree on that. I'm telling you.
The top self-care gifts we've been Googling the past month for mom are a self-care gift box, incense burner, meditation candles. The site Eat This, Not That posted a list of restaurant deals.
Okay.
If you want to serve breakfast, breakfast in bed, but you know you don't really want to, but you don't really know how to do that.
Wait a minute.
A mom at
Yes, exactly.
A mom from India is in the news after arguing grandmothers should not be celebrated this Sunday. She sets aside a different day for her mom and mother-in-law, and her family has the same rule for Father's Day. Oh. They started doing it after her Mother's Day was too hectic. She had to coordinate grandparents' visits and didn't have time to relax. Her argument is she's the one who's deep into the mothering right now, and active moms should get their own day. More than a few people online agree, but it's, you know, like everything, you know, it's filtered.
Yeah.
Well, and people are at different stages too. You know, if you are like, say, a grandparent, your active mothering days should be over, hopefully. You're doing your own thing, so it's different. So then you recognize your mom, you know, you send them a card or flowers or something like that. But if you have kids, what we've been talking about, you know, getting that little bit of rest, you know, taking it easy a little bit, breakfast in bed, that's different. So I'm actually with that lady. I think she's right.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think that you can do both. I think that we can celebrate both. It's not just, we just have to do it on the day, on the weekend. You can do these things. I also don't see any problem with doing this the way we've done it, and then also having grandmother's Mother's Day or something like that. We got a billion days of.
I know, seriously.
I mean, there's Baloney Day. We can't have a national day for grandmother's moms,
grandmother moms,
you know, or something like that. Moms. I think that's fine. I try to use this day, yes, to shout out my mother, my grandmothers. But I also really make an effort to, hey, there's a lot of moms out there. There's a lot of first-time moms. There's a lot of moms out there that may never be a mom, but they are very motherly and do a lot of motherly acts. There are fur moms. There are stepmothers out there. There are so many great mothers. They make this world move.
Right.
And we appreciate them. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR.